Honey, oh, I've got something amazing to show you. Come here, come here, come here. Okay. So, you know how I've been spending a few days to a week to close to a month now in the lab downstairs? Yeah, that thing I'm not allowed to tell you about because of that thing with the other thing. Yeah, that. Well, I had a bit of a breakthrough, and in order to fully develop tests, I needed to run a little, how you say, experiment on myself a little bit. Nothing dangerous, I promise, but I think you're gonna like what came out. So, you probably know that I've been working on, well, I'm a geneticist, and, well, we recently got a hold of this, I recently got a hold of this job that was for the United States government, and I kind of had to keep it under hush-hush rules and regulations, but, well, this first run-through of tests is technically my own experiment, so it doesn't fall under something that I have to keep hidden. So, with that being said, I thought, instead of sharing it with the world, I'd share it with you. Okay? Alright, close your eyes. And just, I'll lead you there, okay? Take my hand and close your eyes. I promise you're gonna love it. Okay. And stay right there. Okay. Open your eyes. Ta-da! You like it? Or should I say, do you like her? No, she's not a mannequin. It's, well, she's actually my clone. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Hey, honey. It's me. Well, I think Kelly put it right. I am a clone of her. Or, well, me, I guess. I have all of her memories, just, well, not even just that. Her memories, her looks, her body, and her love.
And, well, after a successful experiment, I thought, well, what would be a better way to show our gratitude and be so thankful for how much you've supported us through, well, supported me. Look at me, I'm already talking like we're a collective. Supported me throughout all of this. I thought maybe, well, I know there's a fantasy that you've always had, and one that so many other guys have had, about the idea of two identical twins taking care of someone. Well, what's more identical than a perfect replica? Wouldn't you agree?
I know I would.
As would I.
Good.
I knew you were just gonna love the idea. I've already known in advance a little bit and set up some preparations down here.
Oh, don't lie. It took you forever to finally get it all set up. Well, when I say forever, it was only a day. But I helped so much. You should be thankful for my assistance.
And I am, as I imagine he is. Now, honey, take my hand and follow me. Come on. Trust me, you're gonna love it. Come on, you've already loved it all so far, haven't you? Good, I knew. Now come on. I won't bite hard.
Oh, that look of delight on your face is so precious. Oh, I know he loves it.
Well, honey, what do you think? You always said you wanted to start exploring some more adventurous sides of sex. Well, here we have one. Right down below in our basement next to the lab. And what say we break it in now? The three of us.
I personally think that sounds wonderful. How about you, honey?
Good. And do me a huge favor. Go lay down on the bed. Get comfy. And before you do, let me just go ahead and take off this cumbersome shirt of yours.
Oh, I love the sight of his chest.
That's better.
So beautiful. Oh, we're so lucky to be married to such a wonderful man, aren't we?
Oh, but of course. Now, honey, go lay down on the bed. We'll take extra good care of you. That's it. Just like that. Beautiful. Now, Kelly, if you don't mind taking this, I'll take the other and we'll take care of his hands, shall we?
I thought you never were going to ask. Of course. I'll take the left side if you're taking the right. Let me just straddle on over him. And
pushing it right up, and
there we are.
Gotcha. Nice and tight, chained to the bed.
Oh, he looks so cute chained up to the bed. Why haven't we done this sooner, honey? Oh, the wonders we could do with him like this.
Oh, I know. He's completely at our mercy. And you know what, on that note, you go ahead and enjoy a little bit of kissing while I take care of a little bit of what's down below and get him right in the mood.
Sounds wonderful to me.
So beautiful. And meanwhile, while she works on your face, I'm just going to go ahead and... There we are. And... Oh my goodness, honey, you're already so hard. Do you like it when I brush my little fingers along your shaft? Through your boxers, of course. We don't want to get you too excited too quick. Touching and stroking ever so slightly. Oh, but I can't help it. I'm getting so jealous of you, Kelly. Oh, do me a favor and switch.
Happily.
I need to taste my husband's mouth.
And I can continue working his wonderful shaft. You like that, honey? Me gently gliding all of my fingers right along the bottom of your shaft.
Oh my god, you taste so good.
It's perfect. Oh, you're getting so hard now. I might just have to take off those silly little boxers hiding away. Much better. Oh god. It's even more beautiful than the last time I saw it. Just knowing that you're tied up, oh, it makes your cocks look so much more precious. Kelly, what do you say about the idea of us worshipping it with our tongues together?
I love that idea.
How about you work the balls and I work the shaft? You did get to kiss him last time.
Fine. After all. I suppose that's fair enough.
Goody.
Let's go ahead and get to work then. Oh. Mm. I think it's only fair now that we switch.
Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, that sounds nice.
I can feel you twitching.
Oh, he's so close.
Oh, we need to stop soon, otherwise he might come a little bit too early.
Oh, I love having your cock in my mouth.
Oh, it tastes wonderful. But I think we're gonna need to stop now.
Yeah, I can tell. He's close to coming. We can't have that without a little bit of fun for ourselves, no, can we?
Oh god, of course not. How about you say the idea of he eats one of us out, while the other one rides him till he comes.
I like that idea. And what do you think, honey? Good. You know, it's been a while since you've eaten me out. And I'm sure Kelly here is loving the idea of testing out her new body. See you, Missy, go fuck him while I ride his face.
Sounds like a plan to me. Let me just go ahead and perch myself up right here.
Right above your face and...
Ooh. And slide down like... Oh. That. Oh. That feels so nice.
That's perfect. Just like that. Move your tongue. Up and down like that.
Oh, oh God. Oh. Oh god. Fuck. Oh, don't worry, I'm close to coming too. Oh fuck.
Oh, right there, right there, right there.
Oh fuck. Oh god. Fuck. Oh god.
Hey, Kelly, a little kiss from me to you.
I like that.
Good. Never thought I would taste so good.
Fuck. So good.
No. You certainly do.
Thank you.
Oh, God. It's just right.
Oh, God, I'm gonna
keep working it, baby. Oh, God, I'm gonna keep going, keep going.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, God, I'm gonna come.
Go. Oh, God, it feels so good. Thank you, honey.
Fuck.
Oh, God.
Ooh, that felt so good. Thanks, baby. Let me get off you now.
I suppose I should, too. Well, baby, did you have fun? I know I did.
Me, too. But, Kelly, I think it's time you head back and work on that project we talked about.
Yeah, I can do that.
I'll finish up over here. Sound good?
Yeah, no worries. Hun, always a pleasure. See you later.
So, honey, what did you think about your surprise? Did you like it? Good. Happy I can do that for you. Now, I'll go ahead and unhook you now. There. And there. And why don't you go do me a huge favor, if you can? I went to the grocery store earlier and picked up some steaks. How about you get grilling those? We have some dinner together, three of us, and then we'll talk about what the future holds. Sound good? I'll see you then. Bye, hon.